Listen to the conversation between a mother and her son. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
William, this morning you didn't make the beds. Again. You know you have to make the beds every morning. We agreed that we all need to help out around the house.
Sorry, Mum. I was late for school. I had to run or I'd have missed the bus. I'd do it later.
But even when you're not late for school, you frequently forget to do it. You have to do your part. You know, I leave very early in the morning.
Mum, it's not fair. Mary Jane gets to walk the dog and I have to make the beds. I hate making the beds.
Don't be silly, William. You know that Mary Jane can't do it because she gets up very early and leaves the house before you. You promised me to make the beds every morning and you have to keep your promises.
I know, Mum. I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Don't forget I need help with the housework this weekend because your sister won't be here. She's going camping on Saturday. You know I'll be very busy. I have to do the shopping and take Buddy to the vet.
But Mum, I'm going to Field's house on Saturday. We're studying for the maths test and then we're going to watch football on TV.
Okay, but you'll be back on Saturday night, right? You can still help me when you get back or on Sunday.
All right, Mum. I'll do it as soon as I get back from Field's house.
Okay, thanks, William. When I get back from the vet, we could get a takeaway. What do you think? Pizza?
No, why don't we go to that pizza restaurant you like? They make the best pizza there.
All right then, we should book a table for two. You know it's always very busy on Saturdays.
Okay, I'll call straight away.
Good idea, William. Book a table for 7 o'clock.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
William, this morning you didn't make the beds. Again. You know you have to make the beds every morning. We agreed that we all need to help out around the house.
Sorry, Mum. I was late for school. I had to run or I'd have missed the bus. I'd do it later.
But even when you're not late for school, you frequently forget to do it. You have to do your part. You know, I leave very early in the morning.
Mum, it's not fair. Mary Jane gets to walk the dog and I have to make the beds. I hate making the beds.
Don't be silly, William. You know that Mary Jane can't do it because she gets up very early and leaves the house before you. You promised me to make the beds every morning and you have to keep your promises.
I know, Mum. I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Don't forget I need help with the housework this weekend because your sister won't be here. She's going camping on Saturday. You know I'll be very busy. I have to do the shopping and take Buddy to the vet.
But Mum, I'm going to Field's house on Saturday. We're studying for the maths test and then we're going to watch football on TV.
Okay, but you'll be back on Saturday night, right? You can still help me when you get back or on Sunday.
All right, Mum. I'll do it as soon as I get back from Field's house.
Okay, thanks, William. When I get back from the vet, we could get a takeaway. What do you think? Pizza?
No, why don't we go to that pizza restaurant you like? They make the best pizza there.
All right then, we should book a table for two. You know it's always very busy on Saturdays.
Okay, I'll call straight away.
Good idea, William. Book a table for 7 o'clock.